Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Habanagilas for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists to sing the blues.
Romantics play.
Romantics play Clair de Lune.
Clair de Lune.
Born again, sing He is Risen. But no one ever wrote it to.
Wrote it to.
For godless existentialism.
For atheists, there's no good news.
They'll never sing a song of faith.
In their songs,
they have a rule. The He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Some folks sing
a Bacchantata.
Bacchantata.
Lutherans get Christmas trees. Atheist songs add up to nada.
Up to nada.
But they do have Sundays free.
Have Sundays free.
Pentecostals sing. They sing to heaven.
Sing to heaven.
Coptics have the book of scrolls. Numerologists count. They count to seven.
Count to seven.
Atheists have rock and roll.
There's no good news.
They'll never sing a song of faith.
In their songs,
they have a rule. The He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Atheists don't have no songs.
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Habanagilas for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Catholics dress up for Mass.
And listen to Gregorian chants.
Atheists just take a pass.
Watch football in their underpants. Watch football in their underpants.
Atheists don't have no songs.
Don't have no songs.
Played the banjo for over 50 years now, but I've only played on stage recently, just for about 4 years. So, you know, some nights I play fantastic, and other nights, you know, I'm fine. And I think I could have played better, but you know, I went to see Bela Fleck play the other night, and I thought, he's not so funny. I like to write songs based on personal experience, and this next song is called I Think My Masseuse Is Too Chatty. Anyway, this next song is based on the premise that not all breakups are bad. Sometimes a breakup is just about the greatest thing that ever happened to you, and you feel like you're walking on air, and you feel elated. I know this has happened to me in my life, and I'm sure it's happened to you in yours. Guys, is there anyone in your life that you just can't wait to be finally and forever rid of? Just keep thinking about it, and am I in the right spot?
Yes.
Well, we have an extra person in the show. That's right. Okay.